You can go with that.
But I'm saying, to say that you're going to give the shtar back to the malva, the lov is claiming he paid back, he got that shtar and he dropped the shtar. I can't believe that we're going to give back the shtar to the malva. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, that's basic. You know, the whole sugya is predicated on moda lov, that the lov is moda, that he did not pay back the thing. Now you can talk about the lekuchos, there's a hefsej, eidavksum zochilo, shtar yakno, all these discussions are very relevant, but only because the lov is moda. Mm-hmm. The lov is not going to lose anything if you give the shtar to the malva. He's moda, he owes the chov. I mean, you could ask if the lekuchos are going to lose something, and that's what the Gemara wants to know. And basically, Rabbi Meir in that Mishnah is refusing to give back the shtar to the malva because the lekuchos are going to be ripped off. Now, what's the reisa? The reisa is that maybe he wrote the shtar in Nisan and he only gave the money in Tishrei. Okay, Rabosa. So let's just summarize the Or Zeruah, right? We had a long discussion yesterday about the Or Zeruah, and we want to take it today to the next level. Thank you so much. So the Or Zeruah says that we're not going to allow the cheresh. Again, we have to always clarify what we mean by cheresh. We're talking about an ilam who's shomea. So that, you know what? Let's just drop the word cheresh. Leave it out. It's just going to confuse us. Let's just use the word ilam. So we're not going to let the ilam shech this animal lechatchil. Again, if he shechs the animal, then certainly the shechit is ksher. But just like we saw in the Mishnah in Trumos, that we're not going to allow an ilam to be mafresh Trumos because we don't want to lose the bracha. So too says the Or Zeruah, we're not going to allow the ilam to shech the animal because we're going to forfeit the bracha. Now, we had a solution, what we called it a tikkun, to the situation of the ilam vis-a-vis the bracha. We wanted to say, since he could hear someone else make the bracha, let someone else make the bracha. The Mishnah doesn't mention that in Trumas. The Mishnah didn't go into these takantas, you know, but we know that there's a takana, and that's exactly what the Rambam would say, and that's what the Mechaber here at the beginning of Siman Aleph codifies, this halacha that afil l'chatchilim acher mevarech. So again, l'chatchilim, we don't perform a mitzvah without a bracha. The ilam can't make the bracha, he's mute. The answer is, somebody else will make the bracha. And then l'chatchilim, there's no problem, we should have no inhibitions about allowing and inviting the ilam to shech the animal. But the Or Zeruah says, nay, we're not going to allow the ilam to shech the animal l'chatchila because we don't have a bracha. There's somebody else who's going to make the bracha. No one else can make the bracha on his behalf. So there's a shach and a taz. We're going to spend most of that time today on the taz, but let's just mention the shach in passing. We mentioned it yesterday. And the shach says that certainly if we had someone else who was there to recite the bracha,
who was also shechted.
And oh yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, thanks for correcting me. You're already a step ahead of me as usual, Yosef. He's saying the following: Ima acher shochet gam ken. Let's say the acher has another animal and he shechs that animal. So he makes a bracha on that shechita, and he makes a bracha on the shechita of the ilam. Even the Or Zeruah would certainly agree that he can do that. But what the Or Zeruah disagrees with is, let's say there's an acher, but he's not shechting. So when do we apply the principle of yotze motzi, that I can be motzi you with my bracha? That's only if I need the bracha. Again, I would have said a little differently. I would have said, and this is the Rosh Hashita, that I could need the bracha, meaning if I was shechting. No, the Or Zeruah says that yotze motzi is only because I need this bracha. It's a meaningful bracha for me. I'm obligated in this bracha because I'm shechting. So let's again read the shach. According to his interpretation of the Or Zeruah, im acher shochet gamken, if we have two people shechting, one guy is the ilam, is bevadai yochel levarech the acher, right? The acher who's not the ilam, yochel levarech ulahotzi gamasa ilam.
Oh, one bracha.
Yeah. In other words, the acher is going to make one bracha on his shechita, meaning the acher's shechita, and the ilam is going to hear the bracha. He's going to be yotze with his bracha with shomei kohen, and now he can go ahead and shecht. And even the Or Zeruah would allow that to happen. Why? Because the Ozerua wants to see the Shechita with the Bracha. He will not accept that another person can make the Bracha on behalf of the Elaim unless that other person needs the Bracha himself. And then we apply the principle of Shomea Ka'on. And the Taz is going to wonder how this operates. I mean, we never found in the laws of Shomei Kohona that if I want to be motzi you with a bracha or with any other recitation, that I have to be chayav right now at this moment. I mean, I have to be a bar chiyuva, but right, you follow me, a potential bar, but I don't have to be actually chayav now. Why would the Arzaruah say that unless I need the bracha and the shechita, I can't make the bracha on your behalf? Why not? Wouldn't it be enough to say theoretically, I would make the bracha if I had shechita, and I was that would make me into, and therefore right now I'm about to use it. So the Taz is going to introduce this new halacha, this new concept or category called a mitzvah kiyumis. Do you remember this?
Yes.
That there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv bracha in the case of shechita because there's no chiyuv shechita. What do you mean there's no chiyuv shechita? I want to serve meat at my table. But the answer is, who told you to have to serve meat at your table? You know, you could be a vegetarian. Again, that's not my thing, but we Burzards are into eating meat. You know, we're meat eaters. We're very carnivorous. So the Taz writes, L'chora tzarech iyuv. We have a principle called Yotza Motzi. I mean, the exception to the rule is Berchas HaNenin. Right? So I don't make the bracha of HaMotzi Lech Menorot for you. You'll make it yourself. But that was the exception to the rule. All other brachos, and of course, a primary category would be Berchas HaMitzvah, is Afal Pi, even though she Yotza Kvaridot, he doesn't need the bracha now. He long ago fulfilled his mitzvah. Nevertheless, motzi, he can be motzi anyone else. Why? Because that's the din of Kol Yisrael arrangements and seven mitzvahs. And the exception to the rule is Birchas Hanenim, as we saw before, because there's no arvus. You know, you want me to be motzi in the bracha, I'll tell you, go fly a kite. You don't have to eat now. So why are you pressing me? I don't share any responsibility. You don't have to eat. But in the case of mitzvah, where you're obligated in the mitzvah, I share that responsibility by virtue of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zevuzer, and I can be motzi you. And again, you know, I don't need the bracha right now. I don't need the bracha. I've long fulfilled my chiyuv with a bracha. But I'm going to make the bracha for you because of the principle of yotza motzi, and that's predicated on Kol Yisrael Arevim Zevuzer. So therefore, we don't understand the Ozerua the way the Shach interpreted. My Lord, reading Yotza Motzi with Birchas Shechita. Why should Birchas Shechita be different than any other mitzvah? And we're going to apply the principle of Yotza Motzi, and he's going to make the bracha on behalf of the Elaim, and the Elaim will be Yotzi Midin Shomei Ka'on. Says the Taz, there are two categories of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah Chova, and there's a mitzvah of Rishus. We call it a Kiyuma mitzvah without a Chiyu. In the case of Shofar or Megillah, we have a chiyuv. But in the case of Shechita, and now he adds Hafrashas Trumas and Maestros, right, who tells you have to be Mafrash Trumas and Maestros? For my part, you can ship off all your payrolls and give it to a guy. I don't know. Maybe sell it to a guy.
Is that true on Yom Tov also?
Even on Yotif, I don't have any chiyuv.
You have a chiyuv mabasa
on Yotif. Oh, you're up to shechita. I was talking about Trumas and Maestros. Yeah. So he says the following, that in a case of Hafrashas Trumas and Maestros, number one, number two is shechita. In the footnotes here, he's going to add a whole bunch of other categories like get and tumas mes and toin venita and whatever it is. But right now we have two categories in the Taz. Two examples of a kiyuv mitzvah without a chiyuv mitzvah. He says, Yotza Motzi, I can make a bracha for you. That's only because you're obligated to mitzvah, and therefore I share that obligation through the principle of Kol Yisrael Arevim. But if you have a mitzvah like Hafrashas Truma or Shechita, where there is no chova, so there's no arvus, there's no obligation on my part to see to it that you fulfill the mitzvah or make a bracha on the mitzvah. And therefore, I can't be motzi with a bracha because there's no avos, there's no yotza motzi. Masha enke b'mitzvah shel rishus, the whole of the efshel asos al yidei acher. Now I'm not sure why the Taz has to add that. John, if you want to do me a favor, see if you can find the Taz inside here at Siman Aleph of Yerodea. Oh, but you know, I don't have my copy of Chelek Aleph, but the yeshiva has a copy. So be Yerodea Chelek Aleph. Because I don't know if the Taz is saying something that I don't understand about Efshel Asosa Yidei Acher. It sounds like there is a pressing need that somebody do the Shechita, but it doesn't fall on any particular shoulders. There's no responsibility. So it's Efshel Yidei Acher. Like, you know, the Gemara says about Mila, you know, the Mila is Efshel Yidei Acher. You know, you don't have to do the Mila, somebody else can do the Mila.
Where is it?
Are you looking for the place?
Maybe. I'm not sure there is.
So you see the pack, it's a pack of sosvetirates. Yosef, are you with me here? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I can. I don't know if I can. I've never found anything like this.
Oh, I didn't know what you. Okay, great. You're doing a word search or something like that?
No, I have everything here. I have Shulchan Aruch Yerodea, but I don't think I have the Taz. Maybe I do.
So, all right. Well,
it says Aleph Tet Zion.
Yeah, we'll use the old-fashioned method. You know, looking for the old,
in the old safer.
And not the virtual Taz, but the
actual Taz.
The actual Taz.
Touchy feeling.
Well, what is the name of that program? Is that called
Sifaria?
Sifaria. Yeah, I heard of it. I don't have it. How much do they charge you for that?
I don't think you pay for it.
It's free.
It's free.
I think it's
so
free.
I should get Sifaria.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay, I'll have to learn how to use it. So again, I'm going to read to you the quote here of the Taz. We'll see. John is going to tell us if he finds it inside. Masha'enke b'mitzvah shel rishus, dehol v'efshel asosa al yidei acher, v'stavr di'oso sheyochel levarech, yases ha'mitzvah, v'lo nechalek mitzvah lezeh u'bracha lezeh. So since the Shochet has no chiyuv shechita, he has no personal obligation. He can, you know, anyone can do the shechita. Then he should be making the bracha. Why? Because if he does the mitzvah and somebody else makes the bracha, well, how is the bracha related to the mitzvah?
He said the other way around. If since the shochet is Eli, he can't, then the one who's going to make the bracha should chat.
Okay. The osa sheyachal levarach, since the other one who's not an elam, he should shech.
Right.
But if you're going to allow the elam to shech, then you're splitting the mitzvah from the bracha, and that you can't do. We don't want a mitzvah without a bracha, and the elam is not capable of making the bracha. Let somebody else make it for him. Well, there's no arvus here because there's no chiyuv on the shoulders of this shochet, this elam, to shech the animal. Any luck? Not yet.
I'm working on it.
Okay, great. Great, take your time. We could be here for another few hours.
It could be a while.
All right, I see everyone's in a sticky mood today because with this weather, you got to really laugh a little bit because it looked before I felt like it was like I heard like hell or something.
No,
Olive.
All
right. Oh, okay. Now the Taz adds another shtickle Torah, another chiddush. He wants to say, and this is phenomenal, and here there's another rush that we should open up. I think it's the Russian Ksubas. Yesterday I thought it was the Russian Psachim, but today I think it's the Russian Ksubas. And the rush says, rush is actually talking about Birchas Erusin, and the rush says that the bracha on Erusin and also on Shechita is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a Birchas Shevach V'Hodoyah. There are certain specific mitzvahs which actually reflect the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, so that God gave us a certain sanctity. One of them is marriage. If you open up the Ram Hill Kesishus, you'll see it right there, because Korim Shinit in the Torah, otherwise Pogei Isha Meshuk, he wants this, she wants that, they get together, and that's it. So we have a Kedusha of marriage. And in this case, the bracha on marriage is not a birchas ha-mitzvah. It's a birchas ha-shem avodah, to thank Hashem for the sanctity and the very institution of marriage. And we have to be very careful about having a relationship with a woman without marriage. And that's called sha'asar lonos harusos, because an harusa is still asur labayla. The marriage didn't come to fruition. But hita lonos anasuus lonos. So the Torah gave us chuppah v'kiddushin, and that's going to be the matir. That's the elevation of our intimate relationship with a woman through ishus, through chuppah v'kiddushin. That's a shevach v'odoyah. So now the Taz says the following. That guess what? The Rosh holds, and maybe the Ozerua for sure, that the bracha on Shechita is not a birchas ha-mitzvah. It's a birchas shevach v'odoyah. So again, the Rosh would disagree with the Arzarua, but not because of the principle. The Arzarua is 1,000% right. I can't make the bracha for you on a mitzvah that's not obligatory. So how can I make the bracha for you in Shechita? The answer is that the bracha on Shechita is not a birchas ha-mitzvah. I can make the bracha for you according to the Rosh because it's a birchas shevach v'odoyah.
I think there's a misprint here. I have
Sifkot and Tezayin,
it's really
Yudzayin. So let's first make that correction so we don't. Okay. But did you happen to find these words, Efshal Asosai De'Acherim, John?
No.
All right, I'm going to try to find it. Again, it's a very long Taz. Yeah. The Taz is not always famous for his brevity. He says, because Kol Yisrael Arabim said it's El Mitzvah Chutz Mipas Uyayin and Birchas Hanenim Ein Arvus Ein Chovel Adon Loibar Kosha Lama Loibar Chacha Shuma Ushchit Aner Demachalik Bein Kol Mitzvah Shodom Tzarech Lasos Begufa Dafka Veloi Ov Loi Deacher. He actually says this
right here.
Shema Hachi Hechrichu Bim Eino Yochel Avarech Diyavarech Acher. So in Elam, if he's mafresh shumas and maestros, we have a problem with the bracha, because an acher cannot be motzi the Elam in a bracha, because in shumas and maestros there's no chiyu. And it's only a kiyuma mitzvah.
Im acher mevarech. Is that the tour?
I don't have the tour. I can't tell you one way or the other. I have the taz.
The taz, I mean, I'm sorry. Im acher mevarech.
El ikar kavana. So what is the nature of the bracha? Since he can decide that he doesn't want to eat, so there's no chiyuv shechita. Ikar kavana. Lo se shevach Lamakom Baruch Hu Al Sha'asa Lano Achilas Basar Lo Shechita Ubazev Vare Kol Yisrael Shaych. Oh, now he's explaining the Rosh. Sorry, I skipped the transition here. Ula Rosh Nira Degam Hu Svir Le De Ilim Lo Yitron. Why? Because Acher Mevarech, because there's no Chiyuv and therefore the Acher can't be Mevarech. El De Shechita Nira Taimo. Ah. So again, in Shumas of Maisus, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. And therefore, no one else could be Varch on behalf of the Elim. But in Birchas Shechita, the Bracha is not a Birchas HaMitzvah at all. The Rosh thinks that the nature of this Bracha is to thank Hashem for prohibiting us, enjoining us from eating Nevela, and requiring us to do Shechita. So we're thanking Hashem for elevating us to that level of Kiddusha that we require Shechita. That's why the Rosh holds that everybody has the same relationship to that bracha. We need a Maisa Shechita, but once somebody is doing a Maisa Shechita, then we're all obligated in Shevach, and therefore the principle of Yotzei Motzei would apply. That's the Rosh. Now, he says, Dugma L'Davar, he wants to come over the Beispiel. He says, Beis Yosef Simon Reish Samachay, that's Hilchas Mila. Shem Rabbeinu Tam, the Birchas Lachniso, the Briso, Shu Shevach Vodoya. This is Rabbeinu Tam. I know it in the name of the Rosh. I know. This is Rabbeinu Tam in Psochim. The Rosh is in Ksubis, but Rabbeinu Tam is in Psochim. Shu Shevach Vodoya, Bechol Shah Al Kedusha Zu. Now, what motivates Rabbeinu Tam to say that the bracha of Lachniso and the Bris is Shevach Vodoya? So, l'chora, the answer is because there's already a Birchas HaMitzvah al Mila. Why are we making a second bracha? We don't need two brachas on Mila. One mitzvah, one bracha. Furthermore, it could be that the bracha is not even recited by the Moel, who's doing the mitzvah. It's going to be recited by the father. And third of all, when is this bracha recited? Before the meal or after the meal? Says Rabbeinu Tam, after the meal. Well, if it's after the meal, it can't be Birchas HaMitzvah, because then you're lacking an over lasiyosa. So it's going to have to be a Birchas Shevach Vodoya. So let's leave the Taz on the side for a moment. And he says that Afim Rotsa Lethel, Adayin Lekha Kima Mitzvah B'maisa Shchita. Now, where did he see that in the Rosh? The Rosh says there's no Kiyum in the Maisa Mitzvah Shchita. Eino Ba Shchita. Birchas Shchita. Eino Ba Shchita Atzma. Da Ein Kiyum L'Shchita V'Eino Rotsa Lecha. Lecha. I'm not sure if he's saying there's no kiyum mitzvah. I guess he's implying that because in Shulchan Aruch we have a bracha, even though there's no kiyum, but because of the kiyum mitzvah, and in Shechita, he's going to reinterpret the bracha as a birchas shevach. It must be because there's no mitzvah at all, so he's not going to get a kiyum mitzvah. You see that language, the last line on Chavav, he says, Ha'adayin leka kima mitzvah b'maisa shchita.
Yeah.
Wow. I never would have entertained such an idea. There's no mitzvah in shchita. Wow.
They ask you to
at least
to
it's a kima shchita,
what? You're learning and they ask you to shat, you're not supposed to stop learning. This is not a mitzvah.
Not a mitzvah. You want to eat meat? So go right. Find yourself a shochet. Right. I'm not Arev, look, I'm not an Arev for you.
That's right.
And not only that, I'm not even going to get a key of a mitzvah. So what is it, a second? You'll pay me like you'd pay a poet. So I don't want to be mafsin Torah for the sake of being paid as a poet, because I'm independently wealthy. El ha-shchita m'shameshes kematir. Okay, find yourself someone who can implement the shchita to be matir. I don't have
except
to
do it.
So what is the bracha? Shekichar mitzvah tzvonu al shchita, that we're thanking God for giving us the mitzvah of shchita, but it's not a kiyuma mitzvah. It's just the fulfillment of God's will to be matir and remove the iser nevela, the iser yivachai through shchita. So thank you Hashem for giving me all these isurim and giving me the ability to remove these isurim by sanctifying the animal. So if you're a vegetarian, I don't know, you're missing out on a sanctified animal. The meat is uplifted. It's uplifted by the fact that this is a meat that's holy. What makes it holy? The fact that the Torah says that it's nevela, it's Eber Menachai, but go ahead and shecht it. So the shechita changes the animal. It transforms the animal from an Issa nevela, an Issa Eber Menachai, to basar kosher. Now go ahead and eat it. But because inspirational upgrade of the meat through shechita, we should thank Hashem for that kedushas Yisrael. Now the Rambam when he classifies shechita as one of the Tayyid mitzvahs, the Ravid says zu eimo tam. So the mitzvah say kuf mem vav. The ulay lav habamachal essay. But basically, the Ravid has no kiyum essay of shechita. Maybe it's a lav habamachal essay. The leka kiyum mitzvah b'maisa shechita. Wow. You know, the Shulchan would not be happy about this. You're really robbing them of a lot of mitzvahs. No matter how many shechitas does a Shulchan do on an average day? If he's shechting ofos, I mean, he probably does hundreds, I don't know how many. I never went to Empire Chicken to watch it. You know, the Shulchan from Empire had a terrible tragedy. How many years ago was that? I don't remember. It was a terrible car accident. Do you remember that? I don't remember how many Shochtim lost their lives in one car accident. So in other words, the Ravid would never have counted Shechita in the Minyan HaMitzvahs because there's no Kiyum HaMitzvah at all. Maybe he would allow for counting Shechita in the Minyan HaMitzvahs as a Matir if you assume that even a Matir is counted in Minyan HaMitzvahs. He has in footnote number 45 a whole discussion about a mitzvah matir, which are counted in the Tayag, like for example, Gerishin, Toi Menitin, Tumis Mes, Mitshuva. Now, I don't understand. Could somebody figure out this word parasha? I don't know. What does it mean by parasha? I must be reading this wrong. He says, Efshel Farish Bedas Ramam Deliom Lo Niskamin Limno Shechita Kemitzvah El Kir. What is that word? Kiparasha. What does it mean, a section in the Torah, a parasha in the Torah? Mm-hmm. I don't know. And he bolds it, so it must be a lumdish term, but I don't know what parasha is. The Odom Rabbeinu Di Ulai HaRamim Sovir Legamre Kedas HaRayv Deshchita Hi Iser Esei. And he tells you where to look for this. So Hela Taz, the Mistavi the Birchas Shechita in a Birchas HaMitzvah, El Birchas Shevach V'Odoya. And therefore, the Rosh says that anyone can make the Bracha on behalf of the Ilan, who's doing the Shechita. However, that's not going to help us for the Arzarua. In other words, the Rosh is going to allow someone else to make the Bracha, and the reason for that is because it's a Birchas Shevach V'Odoya. I mean, the Arzarua might have a lot of trouble with that premise, that definition, that Birchas Shechita, Asher Kinshan Mitzosu V'Tzivon Al Hashechita, that's a Birchas Shevach V'Odoya. Now, who makes the Bracha on Erusin? Well, let's assume that Birchas Erusin, and this again, the Rosh in Masechet Ksuvos, is not a bracha on a mitzvah at all, but rather it's a shevach v'odoya. And if it's a shevach v'odoya, we'll let the Rav HaMasader make the bracha on the erusin, right? In general, what would you say in Birchas HaMitzvah? What would be the rule? That you honor someone else to do the bracha, to recite the bracha? If I'm doing a mitzvah, any mitzvah, let's say I'm about to put my tzitzis on, so should I come up to Yosef and say, either I want you to make the bracha l'sati b'tzis and I'll say amen. We never found such halacha. And yet in Erison, very modern, all of a sudden it's never the chas. So some say kadesh lo levayish, you know, because in those days they didn't have sidurim. But in our day today, why isn't the chasim making those brachas? I have never seen the chasim make the brachas. Have ever you? I think we should change the minhag, and the chassan should make the brachas. Like any other birchas hamitzvah. Teretz is, we're going to activate the principle of the Rosh, that this bracha is not a birchas hamitzvah. It's a bracha of shevach v'odoya for creating the institution of arayos, and the heter for arayos, through chuppah v'kiddush. So anybody can make the birchas shevach v'odoya. Even the Rav HaMasada. What about Lachniso? So it makes sense, according to Rabbeinu Tam, to say that the bracha of Lachniso One second. Oh, interesting. Li'achar Mila. Oh, Rabbi Natan says that we make the bracha of lachniso after the Mila. What does that prove?
It's not
a birchas ha-mitzvah. And the same idea. We thank Hashem for the Kiddusha Sabris, and it's a birchas shevach v'odoyah. So you can recite it after the meal.
The second
part, I'm talking about lachnisa. The only thing that bothers me is who's making the bracha lachnisa. Maybe according to Rabbi Natan, anyone can make the bracha lachnisa. Because it's not a birchas mitzvah, it's a birchas shevach v'odoyah. And just like we saw that the Rav is going to be, Rav Masada is going to make the bracha on the Erisin instead of the Chasa, and so too anyone can make the bracha of Mila, Lachniso, and it doesn't have to be the father. Why? Because it's not a birchas hamitzvah.
And Asher Kachan Ritzav Tzivano Al Hamila, that would be made by the Moa.
Yeah, that's before the Mila.
Well, that's a little bit different. I was wondering if you could invite a third party, not the father and not the mole, to make this bracha of lachniso b'briso. If it's a pure bracha shevach v'odoyah,
yeah,
then just invite anyone to make that bracha in erusin. Okay, we invite the rav because we assume he knows the brachas best, but it could be anybody, you know. And the chassan could say, "Come up, and make the brachas," you know. I'm curious to know if it's actually al pi aloch, if the chassan himself has bailus over the bracha, that he could decide who will make the bracha. If it's a birchas shevach v'odoyah and anyone can make the bracha, maybe he, I don't know, man, does he have is he in the driver's seat? Is he holding on to the reins?
If somebody jumps up from the audience and makes the bracha.
But he's the one that this all applies to.
So
maybe he should be, again, I don't know if it'll, he's the backdrop, he's the Siba of this Shevach
Odoyah.
Right. He's the one who causes
us. Who makes it happen.
But the Chiv is on Kol Yisrael. Anyone. The Rav is getting.
It's right.
The representative.
It's representative, but it could be anybody.
It could be a Gailam.
Umele Kol Yisrael Heim Bechlal Osa Bracha. B'chein nira da'aser b'enitam b'geder birchas lachniso b'risa shal ram minu b'enitam sover shem b'vorchim birchas lachniso li'achar hamilo. So it could be li'achar. So we have two nafkiminas here. One nafkimina is, can somebody else make the bracha? And the other nafkimina is, could the bracha be recited after the maisa? El shenira shekosh lefarish kein begeder birchas lachniso. The bishleim birchas erusin. Okay, the bracha itself and its nusach would reflect the fact that it's a shevach l'odoya. It's a different kind of bracha than laniach tefillin or leishiv v'sukkah. But in the case of birchas lachniso, nusach habracha k'tzor shalom shalom mamish shar birchos ha-mitzvos shemavok shakishon tzitzit. It's very difficult, he says, to subsume shechita as a birchas shevach v'odoyah. In birchas erusin, you can ask a kash. It should say shekichon tzosu mitzvano ala erusin. But here, though, in the whole arichus, so that's the push to say the birchas erusin is a birchas shevach v'odoyah, and anyone can make that bracha, and he can even make the bracha after the erusin. But lachniso, that's a classic asher kachon mitzvosa. And basically you could ask the same question about shechita. So the Rav now is going to use lachniso bibriso as kind of a paradigm for a shevach v'odoyah or shall I say more meticulously, for a Birchas HaMitzvah, but Benusach HaMitzvah, wait a second. Well, what's the Rav's problem with Lachniso? Nusach HaBrocha? Shove Mamish. Why is it Shar? Ah, because again, Asher Kitshon Mitzvosa. Yeah, but again, why would we make two brachas on the same mitzvah? I don't understand that. Okay. So again, the Rav is willing to say the following. You want to classify a bracha as a shevach v'odoya, that has to be reflected in the Nusach HaBracha. If the Nusach HaBracha is classic, Asher Kitshon Mitzvosa V'tzimono, I, for one, says the Rav, I'm not willing to accept that it's a Birchas Shevach V'Odoy. So why does Rav Benitam say the Lachniso could be recited after the Mila? I mean, what happened to over Lasiyoson? So the Rav says that there's something called a Chalos. So this is rare, but there are a few mitzvos in the constellation of mitzvos which create a chalos. So you have the Maaseh mitzvah, and then you have the chalos. So in Mila, we have a very unique kind of mitzvah. It's made up of two parts. There's the Maaseh Mila, and then there's the chalos shein ben bris, which means that now the father's allowed to eat from the carbon pesach, whatever nafkaminas you'll come up with. Oh, says the Rav, there's a fundamental difference between a Maisa Mitzvah and a Chalos. A Maisa Mitzvah is immediate. You know, it can be pinpointed and reduced to one split second in time.
Over Eliyasiya time.
But in the case of a Chalos, the Chalos is something that continues for ad infinitum. So therefore I can make the Bracha even after the Maisa Mitzvah. I can't do that in any other Birchas HaMitzvah. It's got to be over Lasiyosim, but in this case, since the bracha is not on the Maisa Mitzvah, but rather on the Chalos, he can make the bracha after the Maisa. This reminds me of Tevila. I don't know why he doesn't mention that. Right? You go into the mikveh, and then you make the bracha Asher Kitshon Mitzvosa, because you're not being mevarach on the Maisa Tevila, but rather you're being mevarach on the Chalos Tara that resulted from the Tevila. And that's an ongoing Chalos. The same thing in the bracha lachnisa. So it's fascinating. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the mila itself, the ma'aseh mila, is sandwiched between two brachas. There's a bracha lefaneh and a bracha lachreo. The bracha lefaneh is on the ma'aseh mila. The bracha lachreo is on the chalos shein ben bris. And not only is the bracha lachnisa after the mila, but anyone could make that bracha. Why? Because the chalos shein ben bris is relevant to everybody. Why is that? Does he explain that? Oh, chalos shein zeh shayeches l'kol Yisrael. What does that mean, shayeches l'kol Yisrael?
It's the shevach v'hodai.
What does it mean, the chalos shein bris is shayeches l'kol Yisrael? What difference does it make to me whether you're Ben Bris or not? Maybe because I can't feed you carbon pesach, something like that? Is that what you mean? Oh. So therefore, Lachniso is going to be after the Asiyah, because the Chaloshem, you know, before the Asiyah, there's no Chaloshem. It's like the case of Tefillah. Before, you can't make a bracha on Tefillah, which is on Tara, unless you already went into the mikvah.
Right.
Now, he wants to apply the same logic to Birchas Erusin. Why? Because Birchas Erusin is going to be not on the Maisa Kiddushin, but on the Chaloshem Eishas Ish. Hashem Shech has been told of in Maisa Kiddushin. And we high Tama, Marichim Lehaskir Bar Isin. So notice the Arichus of the Bracha is a description of the Chaloshem. In the case of Mila, I guess we don't have to have a long-winded explanation or a description of the Chaloshem Ben Bris. But in the case of Eishes Ish, we have this long-winded. So how does he apply this to Shechita?
I mean, I have to find it in the text, if you can find it for me, but I think what he's going to say, oh, maybe it's here on the top of Choftes. You have Choftes, right? Choftes. So he says that the Rosh is not saying that Birchas Hashchit is a Shevach Vodoy. The Rav can't tolerate that because it's a Shekin Shana Mitzvot, so it can't be a Birchas Shevach Vodoy. But you can have a Shekin Shana Mitzvot so that's not on the Mice of Mitzvah, but rather on the Halos, and that's what's going to happen in the case of Shechita. So I don't understand. Is the Rav suggesting that you should make the bracha after you do the Mice of Shechita? I don't know. That guy has to be nervous. But he's going to say that therefore anyone can make that bracha according to the Rav, because the Rav classifies Birchas Hashchita not as a Birchas Shevach Hodoyah, but rather as a bracha on the Chalos. Something that we saw in the case of Erison, in the case of Mila. And now in the case of Shechita. Because the Chalos Shem what? Basa Shechita. Am I correct? Yeah. Taina Chalos Din Shechita Shenishave Al HaBehema Machmas HaShechita. You should hope he's over a rush. Sheyachal acher levarich al shchita, afilu ain osa ma'isa shchita. We should call Yisrael and the klal osa bracha. The chalos is relevant to every member of klal.
The chalos is
pretty fascinating approach.
You're making it shchuta.
You see the Rav's creativity, you know, his originality. Yeah.
Which is it making it a baser shchuta, or is it making it taking off the Easter of the Vela?
Well, again, the Rav wants to see a continuous state of being. So it's not just to remove the Iser. It's that now there's a Basa Shchuta.
We all have interest in that,
and we all have
interest. We can eat it.
Right. Again, it's not clear why we don't need a long-winded Hezber. Well, in Mila we didn't need long Hezber. Somehow in Erison, where you're being Mavarach on the Chalos Ish, we need a long-winded Hezber. So that's a very original approach of the Rav.
Thank you.